For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Old Dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is best real estate investing strategies for a COVID economy. Hey, but before I get started, just want to touch base and make sure everybody's doing good out there. I hope you are just crushing it with your real estate investing and or your preparation for real estate investing or your analysis of whether or not you're going to invest or not. Whatever it may be, I'm hoping that that you're moving forward and I think there's just going to be a lot of great opportunities. I think there are some good ones right now, but I also think that more are yet to come. So let's start with our tip of the week here. Reserves, reserves, reserves. I think this is one of the most overlooked areas, yet one of the biggest mistakes investors make, and that is not having enough in reserves. Now, there are lender requirements for reserves when you apply for a loan and so forth, and it's usually somewhere around 6 months of mortgage payments set aside. Should you have difficulties, you could be able to at least cover the mortgage payment. But this is really strictly for lending purposes. As an investor, you need to have your own reserves for each property that you have. And I would recommend a minimum of 6 months. I would say if you can have more than that, that'd be even better yet. But there's a lot of things that you need reserves for. And just some of those things are vacancies, which is a key one. The funds you're not receiving from rent that you should be receiving, you need to be able to cover. Then there's things like tenant damage or even outright vandalism. CapEx, those little surprises that can pop up and boom, you've got to replace a water heater, an AC unit, or a condenser. Sometimes you have roof issues. We had on property before I purchased it, they had huge hailstorms in Indianapolis and boom, just destroyed the roof. Those are things that you don't always plan for. Now, granted, you have insurance, but you can't rely 100% on insurance. And you got to know what your deductibles are, too, because sometimes those deductibles can be pretty high. Things like floods, fires, hailstorms, earthquakes, tornadoes, hurricanes, whatever. You need to be prepared to cover what you need to keep operational, too. And then there's, of course, just economic crises and things hit and kind of like the pandemic, where you need to have those funds to be able to draw upon them as you need them if people can't pay rents. So that's just a real important thing, I think, for each property. You should have a separate account for that, for those reserves. And don't forget your personal reserves, too, for your own budget. That's for your personal needs that you also need to make sure you have funds for. Should you have emergencies on a personal nature that you need to cover. So good idea to do. And again, lines of credit and credit cards don't count. We're talking cash reserves. And you can put it in an interest-yielding account, but still keep it pretty liquid because you Don't know if you'll need it. All right, well, let's move ahead with our topic here. Best real estate investing strategies for a COVID economy. Now, like many businesses across the country, many real estate investors will have to reevaluate their business model in wake of COVID-19. I mean, I'm sure you've seen folks in various types of businesses, restaurants that now are using their parking lots to take care of patrons, and a lot of other sort of re-engineering that has to take place. Well, as a real estate investor, we also need to expect, changes and be prepared for those. Historically, disruption within the real estate sector has resulted in amazing wealth building opportunities. I can't tell you the number of people I've had on the show that went through the Great Recession and saw the opportunity and did phenomenal. And it gave their businesses such a boost that it just carried them even to today. Fortunately, sort of the best coronavirus real estate strategies are among the same strategies investors have always been successfully using for years. Move ahead here. I'm going to be just talking about various strategies that work pretty well right now in this kind of an environment. There's no doubt about it that coronavirus has changed the way many people view the real estate market. That said, change isn't necessarily bad. Many of today's successful investors are the direct result of drastic fluctuations in the marketplace. Disruptions in the housing sector offer great opportunities for savvy and entrepreneurs. However, that change will only work in favor of those who are willing to adapt to the shifting landscape. Investors may turn to several coronavirus real estate strategies to not only survive in the new environment, but also to thrive. To do so, the following strategies were throwing out there for you to take a look at. And I'm going to be talking about, buy and hold, commercial investing, real estate investment trust or REITs, liens, deeds, foreclosures. Those are some of the things that really emerge here that need to be addressed. So let's take a look at some of these, like buy and hold. Buy and hold is sort of the rock solid real estate rental property strategy. Of the many coronavirus strategies we may deploy in today's marketplace, none may be more viable than just building a good rental property portfolio. You just can't lose on that because people still will always need a place to live. Otherwise known as passive income or buy and hold real estate, the market currently appears very conducive to aspiring landlords. For starters, rental properties are already viewed as one of the best wealth building vehicles in today's economy. Buy and hold real estate strategies have been justified by decades of appreciation and cash flow. Home values and rents have traditionally increased more than they have decreased over long periods of time. Now, prior to 2007, historical housing price data seemed to indicate that real estate prices could continue to rise indefinitely. In fact, with few exceptions, the average sale price of homes sold in the U.S. climbed steadily each year from 1963 to 2007. When the housing bubble burst and the financial crisis of 2008 ensued. And of course, we all know what happened then. There were some price declines, pretty significant. Following the last downturn, the median home value in the United States went on to appreciate 54.5% from May 2012 to today, according to Zillow. While declines are expected, history has taught us that home prices are always likely to bounce back, which bodes incredibly well for rental property owners. Furthermore, today's decline in housing activity and the expected drop in home values could represent a lucrative buying opportunity for prospective buy and hold investors. Again, according to Zillow, median home values are forecasted to drop a modest 1.5% over the next 12 months. While that may not seem like much, it represents a break of about 8 consecutive years of appreciation. In addition to historic price trends, this suggests the coronavirus may have created a window for buyers to take action. So keeping an eye out is really important for us to do at this point because there may be some great opportunities to move. I had a guy on one of my shows recently, Michael Zuber, the author of Financial Freedom One Rental at a Time. On the show, he was talking about, he started off during the recession, the Great Recession, with buying single family homes. As he built up and built up and, you know, quite a number of single family homes, he saw an opportunity to transition into multifamily, where he saw even greater opportunities. You know, that was all something he experienced as a result of a decline in the economy. Now, however, he is looking at going back to buying single family homes because he sees a very similar pattern to what he saw during the Great Recession. That's, you know, one guy's take on buy and hold real estate. Let's take a look at commercial. You know, the toll that coronavirus has taken on the commercial real estate sector presents today's investors with, for more than two decades, real estate entrepreneurs have turned to apartments, industrial warehouses, retail, neighborhood centers, and central business district offices in economic downturns. There appears to be at least six or seven sectors in which buying below market commercial real estate now could pay off in the future. For example, apartments. As many people are forced to downsize in a difficult economy, you will see a shift from home ownership to renting. Even though it may be a temporary solution, it may be the only solution at that time. Also, you're likely to see a shift from higher-priced luxury Class A apartments to B and C class apartments. The people are just going to need a place to live, and so you're going to probably have a higher qualified tenant available for your apartments, which is good news. Again, whether you're looking to house hack or invest in other types of rental property strategies for your retirement, you'll want an investment that will give you a legacy that withstands the tests of time. While investments in real estate have proven their stability, averaging returns of about 8%, an investment with the company Equity and Help will give you not only the best security for financial future, but an even better return with averages ranging from 8 to 12%, while generating cash flow and leaving a legacy. Now, what if your investment helped not only you, but also helped out hardworking American families as well? At Equity and Help, they go the extra mile by locating properties and finding the perfect family for a home that might not otherwise have the opportunity to own a home. That is investing with purpose beyond just turning a profit. Interested in hearing more? Call Sky Logan, your Philanthrow Investor Consultant from Equity and Help at 844-552-8828 or visit equityandhelp.com/podcast to learn more. That's Sky Logan at 844-552-8828 or visit equityandhelp.com/podcast. We are already experiencing a housing shortage, and with the hard-hit recession, most of the pressure will be on rental properties and specifically apartments. The hospitality industry has been severely impacted by the shelter-in-place orders. Hotels and event spaces have seen a significant decline in business. As a result, some hospitality businesses are looking to sell, which could represent a good buying opportunity, maybe, unless there are new parameters governing that space. But Airbnb, for example, has picked up the slack in a lot of the hotel-motel business out there because travelers feel safer in low-traffic lodging as opposed to large hotels or motels with many travelers coming and going. That said, there's a good chance the hospitality industry, with specific safety factors in place, may be able to rebound. And there could be some good deals. I've already seen them out there of hotels that are up for sale right now. Then there's senior housing. And I know we've talked about this quite a bit here, but there's a great deal of publicity that linked senior care facilities with coronavirus. And there may have been a slowdown in some spaces in that regard. However, the long-term demand for quality senior living facilities has not declined as the baby boomer bubble keeps moving forward at an exponential rate. If the price is right, now may be a good time for commercial investors to look into senior housing facilities because the need for their services will not go away. In fact, with the baby boomer generation on the brink of mass retirement, there's an argument to be made that there will be a growing demand in the very near future. Then there's office buildings, and we've talked about this quite a bit. They seem to be hit probably worse than other types of commercial properties, as people are telecommuting because of the pandemic. And some companies are getting used to having remote employees. This means commercial real estate investors will want to be extra careful in their office building purchases. Work from home trends have the potential to be a detriment to poorly located buildings. So it's a smarter idea to purchase in established business areas as opposed to residential offices. Where there seems to be more opportunities are with smaller suburban office buildings located right in the suburbs, where large companies even can buy multiple little small buildings, or not buy, but lease these buildings and have, you know, some place for their employees to gather when they do need to gather, or those people that might be more stationary in the, you know, accounting or operational side of things. Another area, self-storage, may be a bit of a contrarian play at the moment, but it's worth looking into. Traditionally, self-storage buildings have seen an uptick in business over the course of downturns. As more people are forced to move or downsize, self-storage becomes more necessary. However, at a time when unemployment recession with or levels, self-storage may be seen as more of a luxury than a necessity. If that's the case, keep an eye out for strong locations and low supply run by strong operators. Mobile home parks. Low-income housing is really coming into the focus as well, especially if the rising number of unemployed people and the economy is taking a stronger downturn. So mobile home parks are attracting a lot of attention in that sector. Mobile recession with manufactured housing still offer some of the best opportunities for families struggling to find affordable living opportunities. So a sizable family can fit in a mobile home and at a much less rate than having to rent apartment space, which it's very difficult to find properties that can accommodate larger families. So this is an area that definitely should keep an eye on. And, you know, keep in mind, too, that the number of mobile home parks is declining, not increasing. So the demand is going to be stronger. Also, investing in REITs, that's otherwise known as real estate investment trust. REITs are companies which own, operate, or finance income-generating real estate assets. We've talked about REITs quite a bit, but investing in REITs, it gives an opportunity for people to get the great rates and returns that you get on solidly backed investments without having to purchase property yourself. Also, crowdfunding is another area that's pretty hot too. It's along the same lines as REITs. You can invest in all kinds of projects and get great returns. Some of the crowdfunding companies are just going crazy right now, and there's a lot of folks that, you know, they love sort of the low account minimums, simple fee structures, clean user interfaces that you can go in to purchase and evaluate properties you might want to invest in. Companies such as Fundrise, CrowdStreet, DiversiFund, Rich Uncles, and Realty Mogul provide excellent returns at reasonable prices. Ground Floor, who their CEO was a guest on our show here, they even allow investors to invest for as low as $10. So you can buy a bunch of different opportunities and spread it out and be able to diversify in that way. Another area that's pretty hot is tax liens, deeds, trusts. Those are also going to be more active, especially if there are foreclosures and liens that are established because people are unable to pay their taxes or, you know, even their mortgages. Slightly less direct than the coronavirus real estate investing strategies already mentioned, tax lien, deeds, trusts, investing is poised to gain more traction in the coming months. Impending financial hardships brought about by the coronavirus are expected to hamper homeowners' ability to pay many bills, including property taxes. With more homeowners unable to maintain their property tax obligations, there should be a spike in the number of deeds and liens levied on property owners. Investing in tax liens and deeds has the potential to be quite lucrative. It is also possible to invest in tax liens and deeds with less capital than may be required for other investments such as rental properties. As such, this is one of the more popular investment choices for holders of self-directed accounts like IRAs and solo 401ks. So how do you find properties during the coronavirus? Well, learning how to find properties will borrow a lot from sort of traditional investor strategies. For example, identifying and securing distressed homes, which would be a hot area to go into. Despite foreclosures declining for the first part of the decade, financial hardships brought about by the coronavirus are bound to increase the number of distressed homeowners in the U.S. Already we're seeing quite a rise happening in this area. This means investors should focus their efforts on finding these types of properties. In anticipation of more foreclosures and an attempt to mitigate filings, the government has enacted a number of forbearance programs. As their names suggest, forbearance programs are designed to act as a temporary postponement of mortgage payments. Since unemployment numbers are higher than they have been in a long time, the government hopes the use of these programs will keep more people in their homes and prevent them from defaulting on loans. That said, the programs aren't designed to last forever, and compounding payments over the course of the programs could actually cause more harm than good. In other words, a lot of these people are getting deferred, but they have to pay everything back when they get back online. So if they've been on a forbearance program for a year, they're going to have to pay with a year's worth of payments in order to get current. Homeowners with government-backed loans and even many without are being offered up to 12 months of forbearance doled out in 90-day chunks. But this temporary fix could result in another wave of foreclosures in the future if additional assistance isn't provided. And that's according to a recent article on Realtor.com. The rise in forbearance programs suggests more homeowners are experiencing financial hardships. As many forbearance programs run their course and more owners fall further and further behind on their payments, the chances of pre-foreclosures increasing will rise. When that happens, the information of the delinquent homeowners will become public knowledge. Those looking to find these homes will simply need to visit their local courthouse and scour the files for the contact information. So the key thing here is be prepared. If these things are coming, that does mean there's opportunity, but it also means you can help out people in a big way. Those who are up against a wall will be actually appreciative by someone coming in to help bail them out and get them, you know, at least an opportunity to be able to rebuild or restore their situation. Recession with investors who position themselves well by implementing any of these, you know, various strategies we talked about today may come out on the other side of the pandemic even stronger than when they went in. Whether you're brand new to investing, have closed a few deals, or a seasoned investor, there are a number of developing opportunities and more to follow. The key is to be prepared, carefully research various strategies and opportunities available, and zero in on a strategy that works best for you. Don't try to do everything. Find one that really will work well for you. Next is get your finances in order. Okay, your credit score, do what you have to do to boost that up and get it up there. Also, boost your liquidity. If you can sell old assets or, you know, build up the cash available, that's going to be much more valuable for you in this kind of an environment. Start networking if you haven't already done it, and start making good, solid leads, people that may be able to partner with you or help you out in this new venture. And for example, if you can partner with somebody who went through the Great Recession and actually did well, you know, whether it's a flipper or a wholesaler or maybe just a buy and hold guy or what have you, that would be really valuable. The other people you want to talk to are realtors, brokers, bankers, attorneys, private money lenders. And educate yourself. You know how to analyze a deal. Practice analyzing deals. Know where to find the deals. Where do you find potential pre-foreclosures and other types of distressed properties? Research the best markets and where you should be focusing your effort. Read up on creative strategies, too, because usually in this environment, you can do a lot more creative things and save your hard-earned cash with no money down strategies like seller financing or leveraging other people's money and other various avenues. In conclusion, the pandemic impacting every level of the economy is unfortunate. But it is important to note that disruptions in the real estate industry tend to create opportunities as well for investors. In response to what has recently transpired, a number of coronavirus real estate strategies have emerged as very viable investment options. That's not to say these particular strategies weren't already being implemented by today's most prolific investors, but rather that the coronavirus and the real estate market aftermath have made them even more relevant than before. Well, that's it for today. Please note, Old Dog listeners, everything presented here today can be accessed in our show notes on the Old Dogs website at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. And you're going to look for the episode entitled Best Real Estate Investment Strategies for a COVID Economy. So until next time, remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Until next time, keep moving forward and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help so you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.